like 5 minutes later for the people that just heard it.
Welcome back. You just heard Bluff Cosm 5 minute vacation from Sanity Number One on Bluff Tune Time on BluffCosm.com. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, that was the 5 minute vacation from Sanity, and hope you all had a nice little vacation from Sanity.
And welcome back to Sanity.
So let's talk a little bit about women.
Okay.
DJ, what do you think about women? What do you think about like, some guys they say are studs and some guys aren't. Would you, right? I mean,
I don't know about stud. What? Guys are studs. What? I love women. Women are great.
Yeah. Would you ever consider yourself a stud or?
No. Just regular. No.
Yeah. Jay, what? You like? Have you ever been considered a stud in any way or?
Sure.
Mike, can you, you know. Feeling women stud-like or?
Yeah, they line up.
Yeah, they line. Okay.
I mean, for one, you know, asking me after being married for 11 years.
Yeah.
What's the point? I mean, you're just trying to, you know, get depressed.
See, I was trying to bring up the subject of studs because our next Bluff Tune.
We have metal studs in the wall.
Yeah. let's go check them out. I got some of these. Where are the studs?
They're usually behind the sheet.
Can you? Knock, knock. You can hear them.
Is anyone there?
No, can't you hear them if you tap? It's like.
I don't think so.
It's easier if you bang your head against it.
Bang!
Wait,
bang,
wait, wait, wait,
bang.
Wait. This sounds a little bit different.
No, wait. This sounds wait.
Oh, that sounds really, really different. Do that again. Yeah. There's like a metallic sound when he does it there.
Yeah.
Actually, a non-hollow sound.
Yeah, that's got to be it. See, we're trying to segue between these Bluff Tunes, you know, with different subjects. What are you doing with that joystick?
How about Gaze in the Military?
Gaze in the Military.
You want to grab it, David? Oh,
what's your view of Gaze in the Military, Pete?
No comment.
Okay. It's not a political program. This is a humor show.
What, gays in the military can't be humor?
I guess it could be.
Imagine going into one of those foxholes.
Yeah, there you go.
Are we back on that bad hole subject again?
Yes, bad hole.
That's a recurring theme.
Yes, and folks, if you did not hear the Bluff Tune called Bad Hole, just keep listening to this stream, because chances are it'll repeat after a couple hours, and you'll be able to hear it. In fact, what we're saying right now, you'll be able to hear again
10 hours from now.
Also, a few hours from now.
Mm-hmm. Keep your computer logged on.
Anyway, the next our next Bluff Tune is called Iggy and the Stud.
Iggy's balls.
This one is called Iggy and the Stud, and. What?
Iggy's balls. There's a game called Iggy's balls.
Iggy's balls.
Okay.
There's a video game called Iggy's Balls. This Bluff Tune is called Iggy and the Stud. This was recorded back in 1986 for a video show I did with my friend Mike called, not Mike Atler, the owner of Video Game Connections, but Mike Masato, who Pete called a loser once.
No.
And
bring that up again? Jeez.
Hey, Frank, did you?
What? Yes, I did too.
Thanks,
but
Mike.
Anyway... We recorded this as part of a video show, and I play the character Iggy Salzo, an interviewer, and a guy named Physics Phil plays...
Go away.
Yes.
Go away.
He plays a character called Bart Phillips, and...
Don't!
Well, maybe we should... Well, this will be a first. We'll play two in a row. What do you think?
Can the viewers handle that?
Okay. Well, since you just mentioned it, we may as well.
Go away.
All right. So we're going to play Iggy and the Stud, and then right after that, we're going to play Go Away.
Get ready, two in a row.
Okay, here we go. Wait, what's this? We got to get this noise over here.
What is that?
What is this,
doing?
A Dremel?
It's a Dremel, man.
It's a nice noise, yeah.
What is it doing?
Brush. It's shaving.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Iggy and the Stud, followed by Go Away. On Bluff.
I can't believe it. I've actually found the biggest stud on Weird University campus.
Come in. What do you want, Greaseball?
Hi, I'm Iggy Salzo, ABM News. I'm wondering if you would be kind enough to grant us an interview. We're here talking with Bart Phillips, the biggest stud on the Weird University campus. Now, Bart, the main question on everyone's mind has to be,
how did I get all the women?
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to it. I mean, chicks are just naturally attracted to a sexy-looking stud like me.
Well, that's plain to see, but, do you have any, tips you can give average guys like me?
Well, first of all, you should get a body like mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should try to get your hair cut like mine.
Okay.
And then you get clothes like mine.
All right, yeah. Where do you get your clothes, by the way?
Abercrombie and Finch.
Hey, good. I have to check them out. Where are they, in New York?
No, Boston.
Oh, whew. I can't afford the plane fare.
You look it.
So tell us, Bart, just what is it like being the biggest stud on campus?
Well, there's nothing to it, man. It's really great being up on the top. When you got it, when you know you have what you have,
yeah,
it just comes naturally.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like instinct, almost.
It sure is.
But is it a great life, like everyone thinks it is, or what?
Yeah, it is. It's really great. Everybody loves you. And even the guys who hate you love you.
Mm. Bart, what about academics? What's your major?
Gynecology.
Gynecology? I didn't know we offered that here at Weird University.
They don't, but I was thinking of doing my own and opening up my own classroom in here.
You seem to be very successful. What's your best pickup line?
Well, I usually go to the video arcade and say to some girl, "Hey, you want to come with me and play with me?" I mean, they really dig the way I use my potions.
You get a lot of girls. What do they find most sensuous about you? Most sensual, whatever.
Isn't it obvious? My massive chest. I mean, I get it from doing 200 push-ups every so often.
200, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
So tell me, what are the main goals for Bart Phillips this year?
Well, to star in a steamy sex role with Molly Ringwald.
Oh, Molly Ringwald, yeah.
And, or if they can't get her, Wendy O. Williams of the Plasmatics. I really dig leather.
Wendy O., yeah, okay. Well, there you have it. Bart Phillips, a man with clear-cut goals, who knows where he's going, and who's been there many times. This is Iggy Salzo reporting for ABM.
Hello. Our name is Video Devil Jr., and you're listening to BluffCosm.com. It's internet comedy radio, all new, wild, and now!
Entering Hazelton Dorm.
Entering the sewer that we're entering.
That's right, it's raining outside. Entering now.
Frank, what do you keep doing this for? You're wasting the damn tape.
No, this is part of it.
We'll record on the other side. As simple as that.
No, there's stuff on the other side. We'll record over.
No.
There you are.
Mike, what are you doing with me?
My tape.
I'm having an erasure. Electric tape eraser. I'm going to erase it over. Right,
we're real professional now.
What? We're real professional. I'm afraid you're going to use your own eraser.
Would you be interested in doing an interview with us?
What?
An interview.
No.
No? Why not?
Why?
You'd be famous.
He's doing it on the radio.
We have a radio show.
No, thank you.
You don't want to?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because.
Are you scared?
Clearly show an abnormal puff of smoke on the shuttle at liftoff in an area near the seals.
So you're not going to do it at all?
The rocket, a sign of serious trouble. shortly before the spacecraft is consumed by an explosion.
Please, I'm treating your guests properly.
Would you go away?
So you flatly refuse, right?
Yes.
I guess that's all we can do.
I'd like to interview Sev.
We'll just have to do it without him.
I get to interview Sev. Would you like us to interview you, Severin?
Actually, no, I got some stuff to do. Okay. Better turn that down. Thanks, anyway. Maybe later, when there's some other time, I'll be
able to. We'll just do it without him.
Okay. All right.
I'll see you again.
So you don't want to be on the radio, huh, Phil?
Okay,
well. If you ever want to have an interview, we'll just tell us, okay? Bye.
Oh my God. Oh, shit. Please get that. You get that on tape?
Yeah.
He's the weirdest guy I've known in my entire life.
He's beyond weird. He's not just a Severin. He's not just a...
I got it all wrong. I thought Severin was a different person.
No.
You thought Severin was... Who do you think Severin was? A different kid I had in my mind.
He's real?
Not that kid, but I... No.
That kid, I mean, that's Severin. He's not that guy. Either. Phil is...
Phil
is
fucking crazy.
Alright, so we just got something to drink. What were you saying about that bar?
I was saying, I've never seen anything like that. There's a liquor store with a bar attached to it.
Yeah.
Must be like a South Jersey thing.
Yeah. Hey, look over there. Clouds are getting darker. I think the rain is coming.
Yay!
So we just got some beverages.
Yeah.
And I got a nice big 1 liter tonic water. And what'd you get, Pete?
I got some Fruitopia Strawberry Passion Awareness.
Yes. Now, you just heard two bluff tunes. You heard Iggy and the Stud. And you also heard Go Away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a little story behind Go Away. We, me and Mike, we went to Physics Phil's room. We wanted to interview him, as you just heard. And he told us to go away. And we took that sample of him saying go away. We made a song out of it. And part of that song is, you may have heard on one of the vacations, on one of the Vacation from Sanities. I think it's on Vacation from Sanity number one, in fact. No, maybe on number two.
Okay.
I'm the Lord of Bluff Cosm, and I don't even know which one it's on.
I think it's on number one, Frank.
Yeah. I don't know. But in any case, the actual song used like a copyrighted music in the background, so... You may hear that when I do the Anything But Monday. Anything But Monday was a radio show me and Mike did in college. I'm going to put those all online eventually. You'll be able to hear the full one. But that was just him talking, Physics Phil telling us to go away. And you know what was very interesting about that?
What?
That was, what you heard in the background was a news report on the TV about the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
I never noticed that.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is more than, you probably only heard that one little part.
Yeah. You know.
But there was more. There was actually, they're actually listening to it, and they're like, the space shuttle blew up, and we found the booster rocket, and...
Oh, by the way, that reminds me of a joke.
Yeah.
What was the color of the woman's eyes on the spaceship Challenger?
I don't know.
Blue. One blue that way, one blue that way. Well, what was the breakfast cereal of the Challenger? What was the breakfast cereal of the Challenger?
Kaboom?
Kaboom.
There we go. And while we're on the subject, what does NASA stand for?
Need another seven astronauts.
Need another seven astronauts. All right, folks, some Space Shuttle Challenger humor here on BluffCosm.com. But it's just interesting that was recorded right after it happened. There was a news report about it.
That's so weird.
So that tells you that was from January, February, like probably late January 1986.
86,
yep.
Wow. Wait a minute.
That was the year
wait,
that...
Wait, wait, wait a second.
Yes.
June of 86, I met you.
Yep. That's,
was it June or July?
It was probably... Actually, you got fired on June 6th. So it was probably in May that we met, because you actually were there for a few weeks before you got canned.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that, Frank. But when it did happen, I kept on denying it. Oh, I got laid off. I got laid off, whatever. In fact, like, no, you got canned. And then I remember, like, a couple of years ago, you called me up and said, "Happy so-and-so anniversary of your day getting canned." Was it this past year?
I think it was last year. I'm like, "Happy anniversary! I'm getting fired from Ortho Pharmaceutical, the birth control factory."
And get this, remember? Excuse me, my supervisor's name was Ed Roach.
Yes.
And then he said to me, "You're better off in the wonderful world of fast foods."
Yeah, they didn't even feel Pete was cut out, because Pete did drop a big box of diaphragms on the floor.
Yeah.
And of course, they have regulations. When you drop a diaphragm on the floor, they have to throw it away. They cannot sell it to a woman to use. Now, that same day, I think we've told this story before on somewhere else on bluffcosm.com, but the same day, a guy was working with acid gel, which was a therapeutic vaginal jelly. They had a machine which had a huge vat of acid gel, and it would put it into the little tubes. Well, this guy, you know, he turns on a pump to pump some more acid gel in there and goes to lunch. What he didn't realize was that the end of the tube that he was pumping wasn't going into the vat, it was just going onto the floor.
Oh, no.
So this guy got back from lunch. Here's this huge pool of this, like, fluorescent green crap on the ground. It's goo, right? So they're like, "Mr. Nora, come over here for a minute." And I go over there and I see this huge spill, and I'm like, "Wow, that's a real mess." And this guy's like, "Yeah, and you're going to clean it up." So I'm like, "What? What am I doing? This is like a summer job. I'm getting like $3 an hour. I clean up gel? Acid gel? Vaginal jelly?"
Well, how long after I got fired did this happen?
No, that same day. This was June 6th, 1986. I remember because it was 666.
Oh, that's so weird.
So, the guy comes over, and they figured out how to clean it up. They brought over a big garbage can and a snow shovel. I don't know where they got these things from. They must have sent someone out to Home Depot. Oh, wait, they didn't have Home Depot back then. They must have sent someone out somewhere. And then they gave me these, like snow boots, these boots, like rain slickers or whatever. Like, "Clean it up." So I was like sliding around with this snow shovel picking up this acid gel. And I remember them telling me, "That's $30,000 worth of product. And they're cleaning it up." So I guess that guy got in trouble. He wasted all that money.
Eventually, it's fired. Like,
and then a guy walks, "Oh, what are you doing?" Slips and falls right on his back. So the gel was very deadly. Oh, he didn't die. I know so far on this show, so several people have died, but I feel bad about telling that story now about the guy. It was like a funny story. "Oh, yeah, this kid pissed on this girl. Oh, yeah." And then he grew up, and then he shot her husband.
Was it found out that...
But it was, wasn't... I'm sorry. It was,
wait,
like,
but was it found out that he was mentally disturbed?
Well, I don't know. It's a safe bet, I guess. Hey, look at the sky over here. It's nice. It's getting dark. We're going to get some rain soon. Anyway, I just want to say I feel bad about bringing the show down with that story, but it is true, though.
It's all right.
And I was just wondering if you can connect those two things. Like,
what two things?
That childhood prank, per se, and him having mental problems growing up.
I suppose when we're kids, we all do kind of stupid things, but some people don't grow up.
That's true. Anyway, it's time to hear another Bluff Tune, because this show is, after all, called Bluff Tune Time. Mm-hmm. You hear all sorts of great Bluff Tunes. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about BluffCosm.com in general. Like, what is it, you know?
What is BluffCosm.com?
It's basically, right now, it's kind of like an internet radio station. Mm-hmm. We create these, you know, these things called Bluff Tunes. I have about over 100 of them right now, ranging from, like, 6 seconds to, like, 4 hours long. It's about, right now I have about 25 hours worth of them online.
Wow.
And this, we'll record right now, what we're recording is going to become a Bluff Tune. It's going to be called Bluff Tune Time Number 1.
In Howl.
And I don't know how long this one's going to be, because I basically have to edit in these pieces in between all the stuff that we're saying. So this could be a really long show.
Wow.
So.
It's going to be out of control.
Yeah. So this is, you know, kind of a cool thing. It's sort of like, you know, the return of, like, old-time radio or something. It's, you know.
So
audio, computerized audio entertainment is what I like to call it.
Now, one thing you did not notice, and I'm kind of upset you didn't notice the thing. Do you notice anything different about it?
Let's see. You have a Hungary shirt on from the country of Hungary. Mm-hmm. You have some Nike slippers, sneakers type things. Oh, a gold watch. Loris.
It's Mickey. But that's not new.
Okay, you got a haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. Now
well,
I see.
What do you think is my aerodynamic now?
Looks, a very nice looking haircut.
You know what's so funny? I went over to the hairdresser yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I want something easy, simple, and with, and like, the, you know, like, a, like, you know, with, like, up to date.
Yeah.
And he gave me this. So all I have to do when I get out of the shower, comb my hair down, and I'm done.
That's cool. Very cool.
That's it.
It's going to rain pretty soon. So why don't we play the people listening a bluff tune?
Okay.
All right. Let us go back in time to 1980. See, we do a lot of stuff in the 80s, because they did a lot of recording in the 80s. This piece is called Montana 1980 Prelude. Right?
Is that when your family
went? Yes. In the summer of 1980, I went with my my family to Montana. We actually drove out there.
All the way?
Yeah. And
how long did it take you?
It took like over a week. Yeah.
Wow.
And this piece is called Montana 1980 Prelude. This is the very beginning of the trip.
Wow.
And here it is, and we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
It's July 8th, 1980. The time is 9:14 p.m. It's the night before our trip to Montana. We're going out to visit our grandmother, aunt and uncle, and cousin. It's in Darby, Montana, and we might go to the Grand Canyon. We are in New Jersey now, Martinsville, New Jersey, and I'll keep you posted on our trip. Goodbye. It is now July 9th, 1980, the morning of our trip. The time is 7:52 a.m., and we will be leaving for Montana this morning. Everything is all packed, and we'll be leaving in about half an hour. I'll keep you posted on our trip. The next recording will be in the car. Goodbye. It's 9 o'clock and we're about to leave.
That's right.
Okay. We're leaving now.
You know what, there's something wrong.
What was that? Hidden it to a tree?
That's because I can't see.
Oh gosh. We smashed into the tree, but we left easily after that. We're now on the highway and we're
287 north.
287 north, heading for west 78 or something like that. Okay, I'll keep you posted on the trip. Goodbye.
And we are back here on Bluff Tune Time, broadcasting on BluffCosm.com.
In Howell, New Jersey!
Yes, we're here in Howell, New Jersey. We're sitting Indian leg, cross-legged style.
Give a howl. Ow!
The station is dead. They hear that, okay? Anyway,
the wind is
picking up. It's going to rain now. I just want to talk about this. Now, Montana 1980 Prelude. I basically talk about, I'm like, hello, it's the night before our trip, and then hi, it's the morning of our trip, and then my mother hits a, it's a tree. Like, literally 5 seconds into the trip, she smashes into a tree.
No.
Uh-huh. So then I'm like, the next thing you hear is like, we're on the, excuse me. The next thing you hear, we're on the highway. I'm like, we smashed into the tree, but we left easily after that. Then I said, like, I'll keep you posted on our trip. Now, let me tell you this. This really bothers me now. The next part of Montana 1980 is we're already in Montana. Why the heck did 12-year-old Frank not record the trip through all these Pennsylvania, Ohio, through all these... You know, what was my problem? Or did I record and just erase the tape? Or did I lose the tape? Or what did I do?
What's going on with you, Frank?
I hope I didn't erase it. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I do not recall why I didn't continue with the tape. Maybe I just forgot about it. Maybe I didn't care about it.
Maybe. You were 12.
Hey, look over there. Our co-hosts,
Jay
and
Mike. Oh, there they are. Whoop, there they are.
Wait, wave to them. Wave to
Hello?
Them.
Hello.
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 Hi. Is anyone joining us in the show again?
Wait, Mike's coming over. Wow, the wind is really kicking up.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, jeez. There's like dust in the air.
Yeah, really. Hi, Mike.
Stand in front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Just stare at people as they eat.
It's very dusty around here.
You know, it's like, Mike, give me something to eat.
Oh, man.
Wait, we can look in the restaurant and say, give me something to eat.
Oh,
we're hungry.
I think I better stop the tape. I'm like choking here.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Here, talk while I'm choking. Entertain the people, please.
All right, hang on.
Just say like bluff two times, then start entertaining people, and I'm choking.
While Frank is coughing up a lung.
Can we like say that?
Excuse me. Yes. What's the problem?
It's been very dry for the past like week or something. Now all this dust is being picked up by this wind.
So now.
Hey, come here.
So wait, Jake, come over here, please.
Please
come hither. Oh, it's all right. The rain's gonna kill us, right? Like that. Yeah. All right. As Frank is coughing up a lung. Wait. Yeah. We're gonna go talk to Jay. And see what's going on. Yeah. If I saw the dust coming, I'm like, it's gonna get. But hopefully we get some rain.
Are you immune to dust? Going on here?
I'm sorry, but I just didn't have the kind of reaction, okay? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you know, get upset? I mean, Kyle, you've had a reaction. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You're going to be fine.
Interview Jay a little
bit. All right, I'll interview Jay. So, Jay, you live around the Howell area?
About half hour away.
Half hour away? So, you grew up around, you're still in the same area? You used to grow, still, where do you work?
I work from home.
Oh, from home. What do you do?
Go to different stores and scan stuff.
Oh, really? Well, that must be a really interesting job, huh?
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
In fact, it's that supermarket a lot, right?
Very much.
Wow. And now, for doing this talent, do you have any, like, did you get, like, discounts on food?
No.
No discounts? Do you have like a layaway plan? You know, like if you want to get something, they can lay it away.
I'm a regular customer like everyone else.
Really?
Yeah. No special benefits.
No special benefits. No nothing. No 401k. No ESOP. No CCAP. No nothing like that. No group and allied risk plan. Nothing.
Not even pet insurance, like where I work.
No pet insurance. Huh?
What's pet insurance?
You insure your pets.
No way. You insure your pets.
What happens if they die? You get money?
They pay more for their, like, dental
checkup and
stuff.
Health insurance.
Pet health insurance.
Is it very expensive there, Frank, to get your pet inspect,
well,
I mean, you know,
I
insured?
Company, I didn't have pets yet, but now I have cats, so...
Are you getting insurance for your cats?
I don't know.
Or are you going to go to Petco?
Do you know about the cats?
No, I don't know about the cats. When do you get the cats?
Jesse and Sasha? Yeah. They were born, and the 1-year anniversary of the band Fuzzy
Dauphin. Oh, yeah, that's right. By the way, how is Robert and, don't tell me, wait, Robert and, Phil. No.
They're good. So we named the cats Jesse and Sasha after characters in the song Some in the Woods. Interview Jay again.
All right, we'll go interview Jay. All right, Jay. Oh, but of course. In fact, when we did people
please,
in
it. I'll add that, please.
Please! Please interview Jay. Please interview him. I ask of you, please. But when we did People in A. Richardson, he was like, do this and do that. He wrote, produced, and everything by himself. Wait till you... Have you heard of People in A. Richardson, Jay?
I think I have.
You have? And what are your views on it?
I haven't heard enough of it to really form an opinion yet.
What episode have you heard?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. It was just mixed in with other stuff on...
Really?
Oh,
BluffCousin.com. So now, are you going to go home to your computer and listen to BluffCousin.com and listen to Bula Nair Richardson?
I might. I might not, though.
Okay. Well...
You're going to be in it, so
Yeah, you're gonna be in it. So when you're in it, you're gonna get it.
Yeah,
get...
but it runs on and on and on. So eventually, I'll hear it. I'm not gonna run right home and listen to it.
Eventually, you'll be able to hear it like from a Walkman type device. Yeah.
But Jay, let me ask you a question.
Please do.
Are you excited about being on People in A. Richardson?
No, I'm not really excited.
No? Are you excited being on Bluff Tune?
No, I'm sorry.
Bluff Tune.
Sorry, no.
Bluff Tune time. Bluff Tune time.
I'm not really excited about it.
Not at all, huh? No. You feel better? But anyway, I see that your lung came out. Put it back in, Frank.
You live in a dusty area.
Ask him about that.
How did you just ask me about it?
Yeah.
No, he's my intermediary.
Well, I'm sorry, but like not everyone has the same reaction as you do, okay?
I
can either
play a Bluff Tune. What do you
think? Alright, Bluff Tune! What's the name of it?
We'll play it and we'll talk about it afterwards.
It's called The Royal Mall Radio Edition.
Wait a second.
What?
That's not what it's called.
It's called The Royal Mall.
The Royal Mall Radio Edit.
Oh. The Royal Mall Radio Edit, Paul Doon. Well, here we are at the Royal Mall.
Oh, man. First you say she's going to be at a swamp. Now, how this mall is enormous. How are we ever going to find her at this mall?
Don't worry. We will find her. She will know me by my voice, Gina.
Okay. I don't understand. Why do we have to meet her at a mall? This is crazy. This mall is enormous.
You don't understand the meaning of a mall. And I don't know what to do to explain it to you. I've been trying to explain it to you for over and over again, and you don't understand that I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end right now.
Look, all I'm saying is, if you had said a mall in the first place, it would have been fine.
I love malls. They're fantastic. They're awesome. There's nothing bad about them. Leave me alone. Malls are wonderful. They're the best place in the world. Everyone should go to a mall. Oh, look. Innovation luggage. I bet you some good carry-on there for you.
Yeah, great, great. What's this place now?
The glowing candle.
Great.
Yes, I would say it's very illuminating.
Bublin, we've been walking around this mall for like over an hour. There's no sign of this Jocasta.
All right, fine. I understand your pressure. Let's go get something to eat. Get something to eat.
Right, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, Bublin, we got my favorite mall food, which is sushi and French fries.
Ooh, what a combination.
I love eating French fries with chopsticks, all right?
You're silly.
Yeah.
You're silly.
So where is this Jocasta anyway?
I think she's been coming around the Blimpy.
Hey, my French fries are superior to yours.
Oh, they sure are.
I don't know, Bublin. I mean, that was a pretty good meal. But, where is this Jocasta? There's no way we're going to find it. We may as well just leave.
No, we're not going to leave. You know what? I just remembered. Jocasta, she loves rivers.
Rivers?
Yes.
What do you mean rivers? Like the water conduit kind of thing?
No. Maybe we can go to a place like Riviera. Since it's in nature, we can go to Nature Company or something like that. Maybe she means to one of those places.
What are you saying? She came to the mall to meet us. Now she's seeking out her favorite thing, rivers?
Yes. So I'm thinking that maybe that's where one of the stores she could be related to. Going to one of those stores. Something to do with nature.
Yeah, I'm starting to regret this. But all right, we'll go to these stores.
Yeah, give it a try. We'll try maybe the Riviera.
Malls of the economic universe of the universe. We shall find the Riviera. I tell you, there's something around here. The malls are the one that keep the society going. Yes. Without the malls, the world will come to an end. You understand? Yes. We will find the Riviera. Where is it? Choices. Understand? Where is the Riviera?
I don't even think there is a store called Riviera.
Wait,
okay?
I see a train store. Let's go in there. Bonsai Designs. Bonsai. Bonsai. Restoration Hardware. We just saw this store. What's going on? I want to see Riviera.
What's that up there?
That's Newman Marcus.
What the hell is that? I've never heard of that one.
It's a store for Pompous. It's a Pompous store. Yes. Only the rich and the elite go to Neiman Marcus. I'm gonna open Bombay. Oh, I see another store. Bailey Banks and Beadle. Makes you want to wiggle my wiggle. Yes, I see Eddie Bauer. Eddie Bauer, the pompous stall. Only the rich and the elite go to the
ground. All very fancy.
Yes,
you
they are very
have a regular light. It has to have like three stems and all these plastic things on it.
But excuse me, but don't forget, the mall is the economic future. I want to find Riviera. Damn, my shoelace untied.
Where is she?
Look, Jocasta, she's over there.
Let's go catch up with her.
Is that her?
No, it's not.
Oh, damn.
Yay. You never know what to expect in a mall. Yeah. Check it out. We'll see Jocasta either today, tomorrow, next week, 2 months from now. But whenever it is, it'll be worth it. I promise you. Malls are great. They're so great. Nothing in the world like a mall. If you don't like a mall, then you got a problem.
Back. What do you have to say?
I think we're freaking Jay out.
Yeah, Jay seems to be a little freaked out by us. It's like, a major freak out here.
He's like, what's going on with you guys? You guys are like so weird. It's like, are you guys on drugs? We know you're not on drugs, but if you were, like, you'd be like really like far out. We drew him away, man. We gotta get him back.
Yeah. Well, you just heard here on Bloopsoon Time, you just heard the Royal Mall radio edit. And what this is it's an edited version of Bublin 13, the Royal Mall. And the original Bublin 13 Royal Mall runs on, I guess, about 12 or 13 minutes. And I felt that it could be condensed into what it is now, 4-something minutes. And it really worked out well, condensing it, streamlining it, and I think that all the essential stuff was in there without it being so long. And I think that, you know, for example, in a case like this, when we're doing a show like this, sometimes it's good to hear the shorter versions.
Oh, by the way, yeah. It just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Last night I was watching TV, and I saw something that might interest you. I'm sure you know about it.
Yeah.
A Paul McCartney interview.
Yeah.
They have, like, he has, like, a new album coming out.
Wingspan.
Wingspan. And they were talking about, you know, how he left the Beatles and how that whole thing occurred and how we moved to Scotland and this and that, whatever.
Yeah.
But I know that you were a big Beatle fan, so I figured I might tell you that I was watching that last night. I found it quite interesting, talking about his wife and his kids and going to Scotland and going here and going to New York City. And stuff. But I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, cool. Do you know I read that he's 50, going to be 59 in, like, this soon. He's going to be 59, so it's only 5 years till he's 64. You know that's
I'm
64. So in 5 years, he will be 64. So it's probably going to be a big hubbub when that happens.
But also, isn't there like a song, one of the Beatles songs, you play it backwards, like 69, 69.
No, number nine. And then backwards it says, turn me on, dead man. So we actually, on one of the Train Crap and Bloods, actually, I think it's number 5 called Waves. Actually, yeah, it's not on here. So it's either number 5 or number, I think it's number 5.
5.
We actually played all that stuff backwards, so you can hear that on the Train Crap and Blood.
But you know one thing I have to say? I can't. CD players are great.
Yeah.
But you can't play CDs backwards.
That's true. So
that's one thing record players will never be undertaken by that. Record players can play backwards, but CDs you can't. So take that, you CD.
Yes, yes. Now, what was this, a stray cat over here?
Where?
Stray cat.
Hey, stay away. No, don't encourage it.
Yeah, kitty, come here.
I have disease.
No, come on, be nice to the kitty.
I'm allergic, stay away.
Go get some cat food in the bar to feed it. Get some crackers.
No way, Jose.
It's getting windy.
It keeps on getting windy, but nothing happens.
Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you that I got my first tape recorder that I actually owned myself on my birthday in 1977. And there is a Bluff tune called Birthday 1977.
I got my first recorder in 1972.
Really? So you got it long before me. That's no fair. So there is a Bluff tune called Birthday 1977. Maybe we'll play it later. But 11 years later, I had a birthday in 1988, and I think I turned 21. I did turn 21 at that birthday in 1988. Now, at that time, I was doing a trying to publish a magazine with my friend Mike Masato. I don't know if you recall this, Pete, this magazine publishing business.
The Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I do.
He has his pained look on his face, remembering the debacle, the absolute disaster of publishing this magazine anything but Monday.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, we were, in 1980, we were at our office. We actually had an office
in Caldwell,
New Jersey.
Yeah, Caldwell, yeah.
And we were there, and I think we were going to go to play video games at the arcade, but for some reason I wanted to play with the video camera. And Mike got a little upset, so for my birthday, as a birthday present, he threw batteries at me.
Batteries? Why?
That was his birthday wish to me. To
why
throw
batteries? What did the batteries say?
To hurl batteries at me. And,
okay.
So I had to run outside and stuff. And that's the beloved tune coming up right now. It's called Birthday 1988. And I don't know, should we play Birthday 1977 too, you think?
Why not?
What order should we play them in?
77, 88.
You want to do 77 first? Okay.
All right.
We're gonna like.
Doesn't it make more sense, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, yes. I have to update my paperwork here now. All right. We're gonna play now. Let me talk about Birthday 1977 a little bit. So I first got my tape recorder. This is like the first thing I made like on my own.
Wow.
And I can recall from months leading up to it, I knew I was getting a tape recorder. I would sit there in a TV room with all these books, like a book about animals and all these other books, and be like planning the different kind of shows I was going to do. So even back then, I had sort of this idea for a Bluff Cosm type thing. I don't think I really, at that age, I recorded some stuff, you know, that you can hear on Bluff Cosm. But here are two birthdays, Birthday 1977 followed by Birthday 1988. And here they are, here on BluffCosm.com.
Yes.
On the program entitled Bluff Tune Time. Ah, here's someone over here we can talk to. This is Mike's father.
Oh, that is?
Yeah. We should go talk to him. All right, we'll talk to him after you hear Birthday 1977 and Birthday 1988.
All right, say something, Julie.
Now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frankie. Happy birthday to you and Julie too.
Now, Daddy, now. What? Oh, it's playing.
Cinderella,
the cake. Come back over here.
Yeah,
put
your
chin away from the tree. You like that cake, Frankie?
Look at your cake.
Hey, Frankie.
Hurting
my fingers off.
How do
you like
that?
You
sit over here. Same Julie,
that's
our friend.
He's
going to sit
down. Say
magic words like ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Woo!
I want John to say something.
Well, I think you can sit in here.
Frankie's only nine. Okay.
Recorder.
Is it recorded?
Recorded.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frankie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God. What a wind. What a wind.
All right. You like your hammock? Isn't that cute?
Now I want to hear happy birthday song.
All right. Have you had enough, Frankie? Finish your milk.
I want more.
You want another piece? I did. Got it. 2 pieces. How many of you have one?
One.
Well, you have to have another piece.
Kind of skinny, you don't need work. I'm going to eat
food. I'm glad I have that speaker. I usually have
400 stencils. And she got, I had a Snow White on it. And they have shapes and everything.
Frankie, please don't take the picture recorder outside.
Can I almost any picture you want on it?
The barbarians will break it.
Next year they'll have Star Wars figures.
You got barbarians here?
Yep, we have barbarians.
The Wonderful World.
There is. Go by name, civilized names like Jimmy.
Want to see
when? Oh, it
came to the car?
No.
No.
I'm sorry. No. Okay. Consciously or subconsciously, a kid brings a new toy outside, his friends break it. Period.
Oh, well, I see.
Right.
Said to bring the toys outside.
I just told Frankie not to take the
tape recorder out. When are you going to come down?
Of course not.
Stay over the weekend.
It's not something to take out.
Here we go.
I just got my Mattel Electronic Missile Attack. Now I'm playing it. I'm up in my room now, and I said the last message about an hour, half an hour ago, and I got all these toys like a bang, and what wonderful, wonderful Missile Attack of this tape recorder. Bye. Hello, and there's almost no tape left. It's October 2nd. And I did forget to erase something there, and now I'm seeing the Treasure of Monokumbe on Walt Disney. Now, the tape that's left, let's hear John with a football report.
Well, if you would like to know the Jimmy the Greek, he fought at the Cardinals are actually going to beat the Redskins, but the Redskins absolutely upset the Cardinals by a score of 24-14. And I didn't tell my brother, I only showed him the back of my little score paper of a picture.
Hello. My name is Video Devil Jr., and you're listening to BluffCosm.com. It's internet comedy radio, all new, wild, and now!
Wrong.
No time to play video games. I kind of play on the video camera, right?
Like, it'll take a lot less time to play with the video camera than it takes to play with video games.
Frank.
What?
You can't play video games. You can play with the video camera now in the office now.
You want to play video games? Play video games.
Frank, it's too late.
It's my birthday, isn't it?
It's too late.
When is Funny Games open till?
Like 12, that's it.
I thought you said it was open till 1.
Not on Sundays. Don't take footage of me.
I'm looking through it, alright?
Frank. Don't take footage, okay?
I'm looking through the damn thing.
I know when you're taking footage, don't take any fucking footage.
Like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm looking through it, alright?
Where's the tape? Let me see the tape. Let me see the tape.
Why do you want to see tape?
Let me see the tape.
No. Why the hell you want to see the tape?
If there's any tape, I'm gonna run a magnet through all your tapes.
Why? Why would you do that? There's no tape.
What?
What?
Turn it off.
Why?
I'm not playing games with the tape now.
We are playing games with the tape.
Frank, why are you annoying me? Why are you going to piss me off tonight? Why?
I'm not.
You still playing with the camera?
I'm not playing with
the camera. I swear to God, I'm going to take this fucking camera.
Let go of my camera.
I'm going to run a magnet over it, okay?
You don't have a magnet, you idiot.
I want to bet. Will you see me come with a magnet? I will.
You can't just take any magnet, you know, it has to be a pretty powerful magnet.
How about at the wrestling line that we do the damage? You keep videotaping me, Frank.
Huh?
Okay, man.
It's my birthday, man. Let me videotape you. Oh! Oh! It hurts! It hurts, asshole! Stop! What's exactly?
I'm supposed to bullshit at you, man.
What are you doing?
Great, bust the door, man. That's great.
I didn't bust any door.
Yeah, you didn't bust the door? Look at this.
I didn't bust the door.
You just busted it.
I didn't do that.
You just did that when you slammed the door. And
I did not do that. At least I don't throw batteries at people, all right? Hey, Mike.
Mike? Hey, Mike? Mike? Mike?
You busted the fucking door.
I didn't bust the fucking door.
You busted the fucking door.
I didn't bust the fucking door.
No, it was an illusion. That door's not broken.
Mike, why did I slam the door?
Oh, I made you slam the door now, right?
Who was throwing batteries
at me? I was a lot of batteries, but
you're losing me with these batteries.
You just ran out.
Who threw batteries at me?
You just ran out.
Who threw batteries at me?
I did. Did I break anything? No.
You hurt that. It hurt.
Oh, it hurt. You're full of shit. You're
here, let me take a D-sized battery and throw it at you and see if it hurts.
It was a C-size and a double A. And that was a fucking door is busted because you fucking run in.
No fucking door is busted.
Go look at it.
I'm looking at it.
Go look at it.
I'm not looking at it.
You busted. You fucked it up.
Mike, there's no door is broken, okay? No door is broken.
Camera's still running.
Oh, shit.